We've got a string of special guests, or maybe a length of twine. And why are guests always special? Anybody know? Anyway, our first guest is the legendary Bobbin Dixon, who's without his other half, Jan Jones, Her Royal Highness Jan, that is. Hang on, I haven't switched you on yet, Bobbin, so nobody can hear what you're saying except me. Yeah, so Bobbin's here to talk to us about Comedy Cavern, and we got one coming up on Friday, is that right? He's hastily scribbling down who's in it. Right, here we go, you're on.
Oh, good.
Who's in it? Yeah.
This Friday at the White Rock and Ride, it's a brilliant lineup because every single person on this lineup are worthy headliners. So you've basically got a lineup of five headliners, but yeah, only one of them is headlining.
Right, okay.
So we've got Adam Bruford Strawn, who's Portsmouth based. He's headlined a couple of times. He's amazing. We've got Dom Lister, Christopher Walker, not to be confused with Christopher Walken, because that.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely not. I nearly asked you about that.
Adrian Coles and Chris Young. So it's a and yeah, me as well, of course.
And you.
Of course.
Are you comparing?
I am comparing, yes.
Yes, but, or MC.
MC, compare, hosting, whatever you
host,
want, really.
Yeah. Host.
Filling yeah, in the gaps, yeah, of course.
You should be headlining it, Bobbin.
One day, maybe.
Yeah, never been asked. Is
no.
Oh, that's not right, is it?
No.
Why'd you put up with it, Bobbin?
Because, I don't know, Jan's quite nice to me.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, she is lovely, isn't she, Jan?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, yeah, but, you know. Yeah.
She did tell me she was listening, so...
Of course she's listening.
I just thought I'd mention
her,
that.
Her and my friend in Charing represent Kent Crew, Nick White. Hi. They're listening. Him again.
Oh, him again?
Him again, yeah.
Yeah.
At least we've got two listeners. Good times.
Well, you and me, that's four.
Well, that's four. I'm not listening. I'm just talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So tell us a bit about some of the acts. What sort of stuff is it going to be?
Wow, it's a variety. We don't like to put the same kind of thing on. You know, if everyone does the same thing, it gets a bit boring.
Yeah.
But it's a mass variety of people. Like, Adam's very... he's a very ranty kind of comic who, you know, observational rants, really.
Yeah.
About love, life and death, let's just say. That covers
really?
All bases,
that covers
then, I guess.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, the rest is just a massive mixed bag, really.
Yeah.
It's good. You have to come along.
Yeah, I know, I will one day. Well,
one day.
When you come to one of my plays...
You've got no excuse
you come
not
to
knowing.
One of my plays, mate.
I've been, yeah. I'm the have guy you, at the back have you? With the hood on, yeah.
Oh, that was you?
That's me, yeah, every time, yeah. Yeah.
That sort of well-camouflaged
I'm
person.
The one asleep at the back.
Yeah. Right, that's it. I will never come to one of your events now. But you've got another one... Well, they're monthly, so the next one is when?
Well, the next one's not necessarily part of the Comedy Cavern, but it is also at the White Rock. But we've got the return of Alistair Martin, who is a comedy hypnotist, who's
yeah,
incredible. Like, he played before, and a lot of people in the audience are a bit sceptical about, you know, oh, this is rubbish. But as soon as they got up, they were under.
Yeah.
Like, it's a brilliant night. So, yeah, that's on the 13th of November.
Okay.
On Friday, the 13th of November.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Scary.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. When you are... You were chatting to me before, and you don't just do hosting Jan's comedy nights, do you?
No, I
you
do.
You have got another life, haven't you?
Some would think I don't. I don't think Jan thinks I do, but I do. Yeah, I do lots of things. Lots of things.
Tell us a bit about you. What else do you do?
I write for an online music magazine promoting Isle of Wight bands called ULX.
Is that something you started up? Or
no,
that,
it was no, started no. up by someone called Hannah Nash, who just... Because we both got a passion for Ireland music, so we wanted to promote Ireland music.
Yeah.
And it just stemmed from there, really. We both got a passion for... Because there's so many bands on the island.
I know.
That are amazing. Bands, artists, everything that we wanted everyone to know about. So the magazine's... It's a brilliant magazine. It's all online. You can literally go on it and think, oh, okay, let's have a look at this band. We've got album reviews, music reviews, pictures of the gigs, when they're gigging, like everything's on there. It's really good.
Okay. Yeah. But how did you get into that? Like, are you a musician as well yourself?
I am in a way, but it's more about, yeah, it's more about having a passion for, as I said, for promoting Ireland music, really.
Yeah.
So it all stemmed from, because Rock the Cows Bars is another thing we do in Cows, which is also promoting
yeah,
Ireland music and stuff as well.
What,
so,
do you help organise
yeah,
that
yeah,
one?
Help organise, promote and host at the Anchor when they have the bands on, because it's six or seven pubs that we have
yeah,
every couple of months on a Thursday, just to get people out on a Thursday and to promote Ireland music.
And is that, how does that work? Is that just you just go from pub to pub in Kerry?
People can go pub to pub. Yeah. It's like a free festival. Every act's free to go and see, and every pub's got a different style of stuff on. So the Anchor will be predominantly more rocky, full band setups and things. At the Vectors will be open mic, so anyone can actually come and have a go if they want. And then you know, you can have like a folk duo at the Ale House, or an acoustic set at the Painters. Yeah. It's it's good.
But back to the comedy.
Of course, we have to. Yeah, we have to. Jan's at home now fuming, probably.
She's probably switched off. She
definitely hasn't switched off.
We're one listener less already.
I don't think she would have switched off. I need to clench her fist in anger that we're not constantly talking about
the
comedy.
Actually, the phone's ringing. It could be Jan. Oh, no. We're not in. Yeah, so remind us about the details of this Friday's...
This Friday will start. Doors are open at 7:30. It will start 8:00. Tickets are £10, which is a bargain, really.
Yeah.
And
there's a bar.
Of course, there's a bar. It's at the White Rock Bar in Ryde on Lynn Street. If you don't know where it is, it's pretty much opposite NatWest, down some stairs.
Yeah.
Underground bar, as we've discussed before, it used to be a topless bar, so all the men know where to go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the same place as Alistair Martin's as well. Okay. But it's a brilliant night. Every comedy night's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And more people are knowing about it. And more people are coming along, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's always a good night.
Because last time we spoke, you were talking about maybe doing a bit more, even more next year. Is there anything you can tell us about plans for next year?
Well, let's just say that things are happening and you'll know about them as soon as everything's finalised. Well, so bigger things are coming.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I say that with excitement.
Yeah?
Even though I've got a boring monotone voice, but I'm very excited. I'm smiling.
You are. Well, okay. Well, have you got any jokes for us, Bobby? Usual question.
You do this every time, and I don't just do jokes.
Come on, you're a comedian, right?
I am a comedian, yes, but you wouldn't ask a Renaissance painter to quickly paint you a picture, would you, let's be honest.
I like it.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. So, a reminder. So, Friday, White Rock Bar.
White Rock Bar, 7:30, doors
half
open.
Seven. Starts 10 at 8 quid. O'clock. 10 pay quid. On the door.
You can get tickets from the White Rock. You can contact Jan on Facebook, or you can get them on the door. But I would probably get them before, because every night, the last six we've done have all sold out.
Oh, brilliant.
So... I would get them quick.
Yeah, because it's not a massive venue, is it? So
it's not a massive venue, but tickets are selling quick, and there's not a lot left. So if you want any, I would get there quick, sharp.
So from the bar is the easiest way to do it.
From the bar, probably, is the best way, but you can contact Jan, as I say, on Facebook or message the White Rock on Twitter or Facebook, and then be able to sort you out tickets.
Fantastic. Beautifully done. And... of that lineup for Friday, are there any sort of brand new ones we've not seen before on the island?
The only returning one is Adam Bruford Straw, and the rest are new to the Isle of Wight.
Oh, wow.
So, fresh stuff.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
That's amazing, actually. Yeah.
I'm sure they'll cover all topical bases of things like carrier bags and politics.
Carrier bags. No, don't talk to me carrier bags.
I find it weird in Lidl that you can spend 10p on two carrier bags, which is probably more than the things... yeah. That are actually in them, really.
Yeah.
The fact that your carry bag costs more than a whole chicken, it's crazy.
I know. We're going to get phone calls galore now.
From
now
Lidl.
You've mentioned carrier bags.
I don't
think
anyone from Lidl's listening, but, carrier bag enthusiasts everywhere. My mum's got a drawer full of carry bags. It's probably worth loads of money.
I know.
Probably got about 10 grand in there.
No. I've set you off now, haven't I?
Yeah, you
You're
going
to come out with a stream of stuff about
just carrier bags. Just carry bags.
Yeah, and we've all got a bag full of bags, haven't we?
Well,
under the sink, probably.
I would say most women have, but that says a lot about you if you're the man of the house that collects the bags, to be honest.
I use the royal we. It's not me. Yeah. Do you collect them?
Do I collect bags? No, I've got a partner who forces me to collect bags.
Really?
In a bag, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
There we go. I try not to get a bag. But, I find one laying on the street, I'm quite environmentally friendly, I'll just take it home and burn it.
Yeah. Do you think Jan's got bags? You're really thinking hard.
You can't call Jan a bag on air, that's not nice.
I love your expression. You're thinking carefully, what shall I say? Yeah.
I just pinned it back on you, it's fine, I've covered myself.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we miss you, Jan. Sorry you couldn't come in. Bobby's done a great job for you promoting the event.
Just to cover all bases, people are probably listening going, who the hell is Jan? Jan organises the Comedy Nights at the White
Does
Rock.
She?
That's covered, just because people are going, who's this Jan?
Oh, everybody knows, surely.
Well,
by now.
In case they don't, they definitely do now. There we go.
Yeah, all right. Have you got anything else you want to shamelessly plug while you're here?
Oh, no, I think I've plugged everything I possibly can, to be honest.
All right,
yeah,
shall I let you go?
Just remember the 16th of October, which is this Friday, and Friday the 13th of November
13th
for the
November
Comedy Hypnotist.
Comedy Hypnotist, whose name is...
Alistair Martin.
Alistair Martin. Don't miss it.
Don't miss out.
Okay. Cheers, Bobbin.
Thanks.